talking about Nidre Omsin. So Gemara says on Chav Zayin with Beis Atap, second line. Maishno me'ahuda omer lehu ilo asino mikana talsin yomim lahavi gita. The guy said, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be a get from now. So he came back, uposke mavra, but there was no ferry to get him over the river. So he couldn't get back. It was an onus. Amar lahu chazod asai, from the other side of the river, he screamed out, look, I'm here. Chazod asai. Amar Shmuel lo shmei masya. Shmuel said, he didn't come, even though he was nanas. Amai v'homenis onus. Why don't we consider it, what's it called, that he did, wasn't mevatel the Tanai, because the reason he didn't come was an onus. He couldn't get a ferry. Mara says, no. So why is that different than the case where the person said that, what's it called, that if he dies within, the person gave over his zechuyos to Beis Din, and he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, the zechuyos should be bottled. And an onus happened. So Rav Huna said that even though it's an onus, the zechuyos are bottled. And Rava says an onus, and that's not considered that he was mevatel the Tanai. So Gemara asks, so over here, why is it different over here? Here we see that it's considered that he was mevatel the Tanai. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Dilma, on unsa de megalio shani. Maybe an onus that's usual is different. In other words, an onus that a person doesn't think about, he can get sick, or he's going to die, or something like that. So there, that kind of onus, we don't say that if he would have not meant to exclude it, he would have said it. He would have, because he wasn't thinking about it. But not catching the boat, missing the boat, is a regular onus. And if the guy, it should have taken into consideration, he should have said, if I don't come back within 30 days, but not because I missed the boat. Right? And since he didn't mention that, that was included in his tonight. Because even if he missed the boat, it's considered not coming back. Rashi. But Omar lo Shmuel lo shmei masya. I forgot the onus. Even though it's an onus, it's not considered like he came back, and they let it get to get. V'homenis onus v'lo v'havigita. So why is an onus? Should not be a get. Where it says Dilma unsa de megal yeshani, u'ma'abra unsa de megal yehu. They're not missing the boat is a regular onus. The zimnin d'lo mishtachu b'haygiso miboyle lasuki adaita. He should have known that, and therefore, since he didn't exclude it, he meant to include that in his condition too. Even if the reason I don't come back is I miss the boat, still a get. Vafilo hachilo hisna mishum hachilo mis lo misnis b'hayz man omer gomer umakni d'lohave get. Afilu ikvo shum onus of bi'alma iyesnis potter. But an onus that he didn't have to think about, we can't say that, well, if he would have meant to exclude this case, he would have said it. No, he didn't think about it. So an onus then is automatically excluded. Where it says, ul Rav Huna, l'chor, according to Rav Huna, that the zechuyos are bottle. Yeah. Michti, asmachtahu. We might forget about the fact that whether an onus is considered like you came, you didn't come, right? Even if there wouldn't be any problem of onus over here, it's an asmachta. What exactly an asmachta is, a big machlokas rishonim. Because an asmachta, right, is l'chor the same as any tnai. Asmachta means, I didn't really mean to make this tnai. I was counting on the fact that I would come back. And I just said this to assure you of that case. So it's not really a tnai. Some say that the difference between asmachta and a tnai works both ways. Some say mamish the opposite. Some say the tnai is where I have the power to control it. And asmachta is where I'm out of my hands completely. And some say the opposite. A tnai is where it's dependent on something I can't control. So then I'm somech on the tnai. But if it's something I can control, I'm hoping that I will be able to control it, like over here coming back, and I never really meant to make a tnai, I just meant to assure you. So that's called an asmachta. Whatever it is, this case would fit as being an asmachta, and therefore I didn't really mean to lose my zechuyos. I just was saying something to make you assured. It's like what's an asmachta? People bet, right? The horse races, right? I never meant to give you the money. I was hoping my horse would win, so I never really was gomer das, right, to give you this money. Because I was hoping that I was sure that my horse would win. So when I put the money down, I didn't really mean to give it to you. I just meant, until my horse wins, it's down in the middle of the pot or whatever. That's also a smachta.
Yeah, but
he does lose his money. What? That's a smachta lo kanya, and the guy's considered a gazlan if he keeps the money. No, that's why that's an asmachta. What?
I thought that just means as gazelle, because asmachta lo kanya, but right. The money does go over to him.
No, basically he's not allowed to take it. It's a ganav. So what's it called? So he should really have to give the money back, but he's keeping it because he thinks he has it. Yeah, he's keeping it shelo kadin. Gemara says shani hocha de misasten zechusa. No, when do we say asmachta lo kanya? If you weren't most of the thing over to the other person, but if you gave it over into his hands, right? So it's all done, except now we have to see if the tnai was mekuyim or not. That's not an asmachta. The Gemara says v'heicha de mitzvus and lav asmachta. Even when you gave it over to the person already, it's not considered an asmachta. Vosnan, so your mission not like that. Misha pora mitzvus chovov. Person paid part of a debt. He owed $100. Reuven owed Shimon $100, and he paid 25, and he owes him now 75. And the shtar says he owes him 100. V'hishlish hashtaro, and he gave the shtar over to a third party. V'omar im ein ani nosim amikan ad lamed yom. If I don't pay him the remainder, the other $75 in 30 days, tain lo shtaro, give him back the shtar, meaning that I'm considering the money that he already gave me as a present. The money I already gave him as a present, and I owe him the whole $100 again. So he can go and now and take the money away from me again, and the $25 too. So he gia hazman velo nasan. If he didn't pay within the 30 days, Rabbi Yossi omer yitake. Rabbi Yossi says that the shlish should give the shtar to the malve. And he can collect the whole chov now. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yitain, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give it to him because he didn't really mean it, right? Even though the shtar is in the hands of a shlish who's holding it for the other person. Va'omer Rav Nachman omer Rabba Baravu omer Rav in halachik Rabbi Yossi the omer asmach dekanya. Right, Lamaisa halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi who says that asmach is kolna, but it's like Rabbi Yehuda who says asmach lo kanya. Even though it's being held in the hands of a third party for this person, it's like you gave it over to him. So you see, even in the case where you gave over the thing already, still asmachta lo kanya. Shani hocha de omer levatlan zechusei. Over here it's different. It's not an asmachta because it's not a question of a tnai that he made. He's saying that if I don't come back within 30 days, I'm moda that these zechuyos are a sheker. So he loses power over the zechuyos. It's not that he's giving over the money to the other guy. Right? He's just saying, my rayas, Olam Neman Alatzmo, right? Hadas Baldin, I'm molded that these zechuyos are not worth anything. So it's not a question of the money transferring hands based on an asmachta. It's being mevatled the rayas completely. I have a power to say that the rayas I have are sheker. And that's basically what I'm saying. I'm a vatal them. So therefore, what's it called? I can't collect with them anymore. But not because the money transfers hands because of asmachta. The hilchasov, the halacha is not like that. Asmachta kanya. The halacha is asmachta does help. The hudalo onus. There's three conditions. One is that there's no onus. Because if I was nanas and I wasn't mekayim what the asmachta says, then the onus is not as if I was mevatel the tonight. And also it has to be that there was a kinyan made already on the thing in a Beis Din Choshev. Beis Din Choshev, what it means, it could be the most important Beis Din in that city. And those cases then it takes away the chash of asmachta, and since the guy made a kinyan already, but based in choshuv, and he wasn't nenas, right, then asmachta is kolmer. But if he didn't make a kinyan, and it wasn't in a based in choshuv, or there wasn't on this, then asmachta lo kanya, Rashi. Shani hocha lahochi kani, the asnis echusei lebezdin, the kegovui domi. So the Gemara first wanted to say that when is asmachta lo kanya if you didn't hand the thing over to the other person? Right? So it's already as if it's collected. The lohavi asmachta. Gemara says, Misha pora mixeschov, well, that's not true. Even if you hand over the thing, right, still, it's in asmachta. Misha pora mixeschov, over Hishla's story, he paid part of the debt, and he gave the shtar now to a third party to hold for the malveh, because he didn't want the malveh to have the shtar, because the shtar says he owes him $100, he only owes him $75. Right? Shehiniach ashtar shehoyelo lebalchov alo biyad neman, va'armer lo, im eini porea achov mikarat lamayo, if I don't give him the remainder of the chov till 30 days, tein lo shtar o lemalveh, v'yazor v'yivigo koma shekosu bal mitchila. And he can now collect the whole 100 again. Because now I'm telling him that he can consider the 25 I paid not as payment for the loan, but as a present. The loan nosan velo para, he didn't pay, right? He didn't pay within the 30 days. Rabbi Yossi omer yitein hashlish hashtar lamalda v'yafal gad asmachta he desover hoya lifro boso asman, because asmachta here I intended to pay, I wasn't intending not to pay. I didn't want you to get the shtar and collect the extra 25 from me. I was thinking that I'm gonna come back and pay. So therefore, I never really meant to make this tonight. Still, it's kona. He holds us machta kona. The sovereign thob also has man kona hamalva. So shtar still, he's kona the shtar. And what's it called? That's what Rabbi Yossi says, and Rabbi Yehuda says not like that. And what's it called? And the Rav Nachman said, "Ein halacha, right? Ho ho, afagav the atfis hashtar biad shlish havi asmachta v'lo kanya l'tami d'ra." So you still see that even if the thing is being held for the other person, it's like it's in his hands, still you say asmachta lo kanya. So when it says shani hocha, the omer levatlin zechusai shelo yehi ben mamish dezel chomer mi tein lo shtaro, where I just want to give over the money, right? Give the shtar. Make the money considered like a present from before. So then asmachta lo kanya. But over here, it's not a question of the money changing hands. It's a question of being mevakel my schuyos. And that you can do, right? I'm my moda. These schuyos are worthless. The hilchasa, asmachta kanya, the afagav the lo mitvis. Asmachta is kanya even if you didn't give it over. With the following conditions. V'hudla wanis, ba'unsa de mucha le'inshe, ki haidu le'el de paske mavra. Either there wasn't an illness, right? That what's it called? That that's clear that he wanted to come back and he was just prevented. V'hada kanu minei. Another condition is that they made a kinyan shelo yazerbo. Right? The kinyan creates gemiras das, even though normally in asmachta we say the person doesn't, he's not committed. We made a kinyan that makes a commitment. But based in choshuv, and the kinyan has to be in a based in choshuv. Shehei mumche l'rabbi, based in mumche, right? An expert based in, not stam head yotos, not just any three people. The chol hani klas mili bo inen bo. You need all three conditions. Di havichad below idach lo kani. If any one of these conditions is missing, then asmachta lo kanyo. Elakulo gimel bo inen. The lo onis the kinyan or based in choshuv. There's no onis. You made a kinyan, and the kinyan was made based in choshuv. All three of those conditions make asmachta kanya.